So this is a talk that I wrote about 15 years ago and first presented for the congregation then. I gave it again about 7 or 8 years ago, and now I'm giving it again today. So I figure, like a cicada, it just keeps coming back every certain number of years. Today's message is about gratitude. It's a topic that everyone tends to focus on at Thanksgiving time, all the things that we should be grateful for. But sometimes we may forget that it should be part of our lives at other times of the year also. Now, it might be common when discussing the topic of gratitude to concentrate on all the wonderful things people do for us and for others, and we should. We should always strive to be aware of how grateful we are to those around us for things big and small. But today I wanted to specifically focus on gratitude and appreciation as a practice and focus it on how many wonderful things surround us in our lives and in the world. As you use, it's vital important that we always strive to be very aware of all the things that need to be fixed in the world, to take notice of those people who are getting the short end of the stick. It's our mission to improve them. That's extremely important. It's a part of who we are. In addition, we've all got personal sadnesses and challenges in our lives, particularly in this area of the country. And in this congregation, we've been saddened recently by the wildfires, shootings, friends passed away. But in addition, I think it's an important thing to take time consciously and purposely to look for all the things in our lives that are going right and to practice being grateful about those things. There are so many things to be grateful about. I believe we can walk and chew at the same time. In other words, being highly aware of our appreciation does not at all negate our desire to recognize the shortcomings of the world and to put in the work that's needed to help fix them. So at the same time, we should be reveling in the joy of being, the joy of having friends. We are grateful to have a place like this church where we can practice and grow our spirituality. How glad we are that we have homes to live in, food to eat, that we live in a political system where we can speak out, at least most of the time, to appreciate that we don't live in a theocracy yet, to be grateful that there are those who are willing to put themselves in harm's way for ideals, to recognize the degree to which people do take care of each other, and to realize the beauty of the natural world. I think we need to intentionally work on finding a balance in our lives by taking notice of the wonder of the world around us and the great things that are going right. Glenda mentioned in her poem, The Remembrance of Nicholas Beach, among other things, the driftwood that washes up on the shore, long leathery kelp, sandpipers, children playing, the clickety-clack of little stones, the water's scent, the car ride. Some would say that by taking time to celebrate and remember the beauty of life, we are also helping to exude that happiness in a way that brings light to those around us. So in a way, practicing gratitude may be another way of making the world a better place. A Benedictine monk named Brother David Steindl-Rast co-founded an organization called A Network for Grateful Living. It's dedicated to gratefulness as a transformative influence for individuals and societies. For anyone interested, it can be found on the web at gratefulness.org. And in a minute, we'll watch a video with a poem by him. But for a moment, let me talk as a humanist, which is what I am. Sometimes we hear from others that in order to be grateful, there must be a sentient entity that we express that gratitude toward. In our hymnal, there are 18 hymns in a section called Gratitude. Almost all of them start talking about being grateful and then immediately mention that we should sing praise to the Lord or to the source of all things or something like that. I suspect that historically all these hymns tie the two together, gratitude and a divine entity, because during the early days of our faith, Especially during the transcendentalist phase of Unitarianism, nature was seen as the worldly manifestation of God. And I think it's great that we honor those early traditions through the hymnal and throughout our readings. Plus, I can do the instant translation in my head of not necessarily tying the two together. There's a difference between gratitude to and gratitude for. Taking as an example the marvel of the world around us, it seems obvious to those of us who are humanists that we don't necessarily have to be grateful to a supreme entity for the wonder that happens to surround us. If we want to, and if we believe in a supreme entity, we absolutely can. But it's not necessary in order to appreciate things. And just because you might not believe in a supreme sentient being doesn't mean that we can't expand our spirituality by being grateful and appreciative for the wonder around us. Regardless of our spiritual outlook, we can and should be appreciative for those things that are going well in our lives and in the world. We can and should be grateful for the incredible wonder of life, the beauty of nature. The fact that our existence is so improbable makes it even more precious. Let me repeat that because I think it's important. The fact that our existence is so improbable makes it even more precious. The fact that the balance of nature is so fragile makes it more imperative that we do everything we can to protect it. So it is precisely this appreciation and awe that also leads us as Unitarian Universalists to honor the amazing interconnectedness of life and to do what we can to protect the world. So today we have a short 6-minute video for you. It has the powerful words of the Benedictine monk I mentioned earlier, Brother David Steindl Rast. And being as our video technician had to work today, it'll take me a minute to get the projector turned on and get it going, but it'll be worth it. Hold on.
It's not just another day. It's the one day that is given to you. Today, it's a gift. It's the only gift that you have right now, and the only appropriate response is gratefulness. If you learn to respond as if it were the first day in your life and the very last day, then you will have spent this day very well. Begin by opening your eyes and be surprised that you have eyes you can open. That incredible array of colors that is constantly offered to us for pure enjoyment. Look at the sky. We so rarely look at the sky. We so rarely note how different it is from moment to moment with clouds coming and going. Open your eyes, look at that. Look at the faces of people whom you meet. Each one has a incredible story behind their face. Not only their own story, but the story of their ancestors. All that life from generations and from so many places all over the world flows together and meets you here. like a life-giving water if you only open your heart and drink. Open your heart to the incredible gifts that civilization gives to us. You flip a switch and there is electric light. Turn a faucet and there is warm water and drinkable water. A gift that millions and millions in the world will never experience. And so I wish you that you will open your heart to all these blessings and let them flow through you. That everyone whom you will meet on this day will be blessed by you, just by your presence. Let the gratefulness overflow into blessing all around you. And then a good day.
So sorry for the video glitches, but it said basically that if you let all those blessings come into your life, then it will really be a good day. I couldn't tell you anything more encouraging than what we just heard, other than to just suggest that in addition to all the busy things in our lives, we should each try to take at least a few moments every day to celebrate life too. Amen.